我们再次谢谢你的恩典。
Lord our Father, again we want to give you our praise and thanksgiving.
靠着你十字架的宝血，我们的罪得赦免。
Through the blood that you shed on the cross, that our sin may be forgiven.
靠着你的十字架，我们今天成为神国的儿女。
Through your cross, we can be children of the kingdom of heaven.
也靠着你的十字架，我们今天能够过得胜的生活。
And through the cross, we can live a victorious life on earth.
今天我们众弟兄姐妹再次聚集在这里，在仰望这古老的十字架。
Today, as we gather together, we look up to that old rugged cross.
但愿我们每个人都能够背起这个十字架来跟随我们的主。
May all bear this cross and follow you.
主，因为你在前面。
Because you are walking ahead of us.
我们就能够紧紧地跟随。
That we can follow you closely.
求主看顾和保守。
May you help us and keep us.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我想今天的薄饼聚会我们暂时停在这边。
We'll stop our breaking of bread meeting here now.
主日学的老师和小朋友可以先离去。
And Sunday school teacher and children can go to your classes.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌，我们只唱其中的一段。
We'll sing one song and just one verse.
第276首，主使我更爱你。
276, More Holiness Give Me.
请琴给我们起个音。预备起，
主使我更爱你，和你更亲密。
再一点祷告。主，正如这首诗歌所说，
Just like、this song,
求主天天扶持我，
May you help us daily,
给我力量保守我，
and comfort, strengthen, and keep me,
使我们一生能够走窄路，
then each moment will save me,
使我们的主心能够得到满足。
Thou art saving me now.
主，我们今天众弟兄姐妹就在这里等候。
We wait upon you.
等候主你自己亲自向我们说话。
We wait upon you to speak to us.
但愿这些话不仅进入到我们的心中。
May the words not only enter our hearts.
这些话也成为我们的生命。
That become our life.
在我们的生活当中能够活出来，能够见证出来。
That we can live out and testify.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.我想很高兴又回到弟兄姐妹当中。
I'm so happy that I can come before you, brothers and sisters.
也经历了很大的变化。
And there is a lot of changes.
前两天我们还是穿短袖，还是差不多80度。
Two days ago, I was wearing short sleeves about 80 degrees.
那时我们在休斯顿每天还需要用冷气机。
And at that time, I was in Houston, we still need the air conditioning.
一回到纽约，我觉得哇，今天的纽约我怎么特别的冷。
And when I come back to New York, I feel how come it's so cold.
两三天当中温度相差了有五十几度。
So the temperature is a difference of 50 degrees.
虽然外面很冷。
Although it's very cold outside.
但是当我们回到教会，当我回到弟兄姐妹当中呢，我所感到的是这种温暖。
But when I come back and come among brothers and sisters, I feel a warmth within me.
因为虽然我们在休斯顿每个礼拜天我们也去聚会。
Although I go to church every Sunday in Houston.
感觉是不一样。
But the feeling is different.
好像回到这里才是真正回到了自己的家。
So as I come back, I felt at home here.
所以也希望我们大家一起珍惜我们这个教会。
May we treasure our church.
珍惜我们的家。
and treasure this home.
我想在以往几次的交通当中，我们看见神恩的手如何带领以色列人从被掳之地归回。
In the previous times, I have explained how the gracious hand of God had been taking those who are captives in Babylon and go back to Jerusalem.
神借着以斯拉记让我们可以看见圣殿建成了。
We see in the book of Ezra, the temple was built.
神也借着尼希米记让我们看见圣城也逐渐的修复了。
And from the book of Nehemiah, we saw that even the city of Jerusalem was built.
按照今天我们的说法，就是这一切是所谓的硬体，我们都已经完成了。
So as we talked about, all the hardware have been done.
但是在整个重建和这个恢复的过程当中
，But in the process of revival and rebuilding,
更重要的是软体的建造。
But most important, we have to build the software.
也就是我们人属灵生命的恢复和重建。
It is the restoration of the building of our own spiritual life.
我想这是比外面的硬体的建造是更为艰巨的工作。
It is much more difficult than the hardware that needs to be done.
也是一个更长期的工作。
And also it takes a longer process.
我想今天我们就继续借着以斯拉记和尼希米记。
So today we'll continue in the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah.
来看这一场属灵的征战。
We'll look at this spiritual warfare.
看看当时以色列人所面临的一些难处。
We see what kind of opposition or the troubles they faced at that time.
也看一些这些难处对我们今天有什么教训。
And as we look at it and see what lessons we can learn from it.
这整个的题目是征战与得胜。
And the topic is warfare and victory.
我想今天我们大约只能完成上面的部分征战。
We today maybe only can finish the warfare.
我们知道这是一场属灵的征战。
We know it is a spiritual warfare.
因此属灵的征战它一定有一个原则。
And there are principles behind it.
就好像我们要去做一个事或者打一场仗。
Just like when we go into battle.
我们首先要知道我们最后的目的是要达到什么。
We have to know what is our ultimate goal.
然后我们要知道我们的敌人是谁。
We have to know who our enemies are.
当我们清楚了这一切以后，我们才能够制定一下我们的方针，我们的步骤。
So as we are clear about this, then we would know our steps and how to go about it.
这才是我们所说的要知己知彼，才能百战百胜。
As we know ourselves and the enemies, then we will have victories.
既然我们所要恢复的是一个属灵的征战。
Because what we are restoring is a spiritual warfare.
所以我们马上就知道我们的敌人不是一般的人。
So we know our enemy is such not a common.
我们的敌人是那空中掌权的恶魔，那个撒旦和魔鬼。
Our enemy is the king of spiritual realm, Satan.
我们如何要针对这样的敌人
？How do we focus on this enemy？
我想在马太福音当中，马太福音十六章当中有这大家都很熟的一段圣经。
In Matthew chapter 16, there is something we are all very familiar with.
我们一起来看一下。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章二十一到二十三节。
Verse 21 to 23. Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 23.
我们翻到以后，我想我来读，大家一起来看。
And I'm going to read. You follow.
在马太福音二十六章二十一节里面，他说：“从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去。”
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to the disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders.
受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
And chief priests and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life.
在这里，让我们可以。清清楚楚的看见主所说的这一段话是指他将要走十字架的这条路。
So we know from these verses that Jesus is telling them he must take the road of the cross.
然后我们看第二十二节彼得如何回答。
And see what Peter responded in verse 22.
彼得就拉着他劝他说主啊万不可如此这事必不临到你身上。
Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never Lord he said this would never happen to you.
彼得在前面几节圣经的时候
in the previous verses in this chapter,
回答主的问题是那么样的属灵
and when he answered Jesus, it was so spiritual.
因此主耶稣说什么你的这个东西不是从人来的是从神来的
Therefore Jesus said, he said, this is not from man, it is from God.
但是现在当主耶稣要走这条十字架的路的时候主彼得却和他说主啊万万不可如此
But yet Jesus was telling them he had to take the way of the cross. And Peter said, never, Lord. It would never happen to you.
当耶稣基督听了这句话以后，耶稣基督怎么回答？
And as Jesus hear this, what did he say?
23节，耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后面去吧。
Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan.
你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men.
明明是彼得在阻止神叫说，主啊，你万万不可去。
It is Peter who said, never, Lord, it will never happen to you.
但是主耶稣清清楚楚的知道。
But Jesus knew very clearly.
这个阻拦他去走十字架的窄路，就阻拦他去完成神的旨意的，不是彼得。
He knew that the person that stopped him from taking the cross and to fulfill the word of God is not Peter.
而是彼得后面的这个隐藏在后面的撒旦魔鬼。
It is Satan who's behind Peter.
所以主耶稣回答的时候，他马上就说：“撒旦，退我后面去吧。”
Therefore, Jesus responded as, "Get behind me, Satan."
所以让我们清清楚楚的知道今天我们的征战。
So we should know clearly that warfare that we engage today
是和撒旦魔鬼的征战。
It is with Satan.
当我们知道这个基本的对象以后，
So as we know clearly our real enemy,
我们可以看见我们这个属灵的工作当中一个征战的基本的原则。
So we must know the spiritual principles of the spiritual warfare.
第一个原则，
First,
有价值的圣功他必定遭到反对。
There will always be oppositions with worthy spiritual ministries.
这一段圣经是在哥林多前书16章8到9节。
And this is the 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 8 to 9.
我们看那个黑打出来，但我要仍旧住在以弗所，只等到五旬节。
It said, but I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost.
然后我们看第九节。
In verse 9.
因为有宽大又有功效的门为我开了，并且反对的人也多。
Because a great door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many who oppose me.
这一段经文的背景是在《使徒行传》19章11节到41节里面。
And the background of this is in Acts chapter 16.
在十九章里面，在当时神在以弗所借着保罗的手行了很多很多的神迹奇事。
It is in Acts chapter 19. It's at that time.God had used Paul to perform many miracles.
保罗他自己能够去赶鬼医病。
He can drive out the demons and also heal illnesses.
而且就是保罗身上的衣服，拿了这件衣服也能够去赶病，也能够是医赶病，
even,
赶鬼医病。
Even Paul's clothing can be used to drive out demons and heal illnesses.
所以当地的人听到这些以后，看到这些以后，他们都害怕。
So at that time, the local people, when they saw this, they are really, really shaken.
他们就来认罪。
And they came and confessed this.
他们就把那些行邪术的书都一堆一堆堆在里面，就把它烧了。
And they burned all the evil things.
因此我们可以看见主耶稣的名就从此就被尊大。
So we know how God's name was being honored greatly.
主的道也大大的兴旺，而且得胜。
And we know that God's way being widely open and victorious.
当时福音真是一片好光景。
So at that time, the picture of the gospel is full of wonderful, is wonderful.
这也是我们第九节上半段所说的。
Verse 19.
因为有宽大又有功效的门为我开了。
第几节？
第九节的前面一段。灵前十六章。
There's a great door open for me.
但是接下来又发生什么事情呢？
And then what happened after this?
我们如果从使徒行传十九章二十二节，我们再看下去。
In Acts chapter 19 verse 22.
这些反对的人是一波一波的来反对。
And the waves of oppositions came upon him.
有些人是有目的的。
Some have purpose.
好像银匠底比流。
Just like a silversmith Demetrius.
因为他的个人的利益受到了损伤。
Because his own gain had been suffered.
但更多的人是被迷惑的，是跟着一起来起哄的。
But many people had been deceived and they did also be stirred up.
因此在19章32节里面告诉我们。
So in verse 32 it says,
他的聚集的人纷纷乱乱，有喊叫这个的，有喊叫那个的，大半的什么，不知道为什么聚集。
He said the assembly was in confusion. Some were shouting one thing, some another. Most of the people did not even know why they were there.
所以让我们可以看见一个合神心意的圣工。
So as we see, a spiritual ministry that is after God's heart,
这是一件好事。
It is a good thing.
当我们祷告，我们寻求以后，我们去做的时候，我们有平安和喜乐。
So as we pray and we seek the Lord, we have peace and we go ahead and do it.
但是虽然这个宽大的门为我们打开了，
although a great door has been opened for us,
但是却还是有很多人来反对。
But yet there are many people who will come oppose it.
有些人像低饼就量，他是没有，是为了私人的利益。
So just that person, Demetrius, is for his own gain.
但是有些人就是被迷惑的。
But some of them being deceived.
跟着起哄。
And they just started to.
他们也不知道他们反对的理由是为了什么。
They don't even know why they're opposing them.
因此，当我们真的知道我们这个圣工是神给我们的。
So as we are very clear that spiritual ministry is given to us by God.
我们就不必害怕。
So we should not fear.
靠着神的保守，我们必定能够朝前走。
And through God's keeping, we can go forward.
所以当我们看属灵原征战的第二个原则的时候，
So as we look at the second principle of spiritual warfare,
它不仅给我们信心，
Not only God will give us faith,
也给我们安慰，
He will give us comfort.
在第二个里面，他告诉我们征战的胜利啊，它终归必归于什么？归于基督和跟随他的人。
That the victory of the warfare will ultimately belong to Christ and his followers.
在哥林多后书二章十四节里面清楚地告诉我们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, it's
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
It's a but thanks be to God who always lead us as captives in Christ's triumphant procession.
这让我们可以看见。
And here we see,
我们的工作不论有多大的成绩，
no matter how much accomplishment we have,
这不是靠我们的能力能够做到的，
it's not through our power that can be accomplished.
这是因为我们在基督里，
because we are in Christ.
这是因为我们明白了神的旨意，
because we know God's will.
我们照着神的旨意去做，
and we do according to His will.
所以我们夸胜是在耶稣基督里夸胜。
Therefore, we can claim victory in Christ.
不仅我们能够夸胜，
Not only we can have victory.
圣经继续地告诉我们，便借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
So not only we have victory, that God will use us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere.
当我们在这个困难当中，
As we are in the midst of difficulty,
我们站立得住，
We can able to stand firm.
当我们受了很多的委屈和那逼迫的时候，我们能够停下来。
As we are persecuted and being wrongly accused, we pause.
当最后胜利来到的时候，
But yet eternal victory,
那些被迷惑的，
Those who are being deceived,
那些不知道为什么理由反对的，
Those who don't even know why they oppose,
才真正的明白什么是真正的胜过。
So they know truly what is true victory.
而我们这样最后的得胜，
And our ultimate victory,
也让人看见这是一些真正的基督徒。
They can see that these are all true Christians.
让基督的香气得以传开，
That the aroma of Christ might be spread around.
让福音的工作能够扩展下去，
So the work of gospel might be expanded.
也让我们能够从撒旦魔鬼当中拯救那些世上的灵魂，
That from the hands of Satan we can deliver some of the souls.
这是我们要面对的属灵征战的两个基本的原则。
So this is the two principles of spiritual warfare.
接下来我们要探讨的就是说，当时在以色列民当中到底遇到了哪些难处。
So next we look at the difficulties that Israelites faced at that time.
这样的难处也许我们今天也会面对。
We might face similar difficulties today.
这样的难处也许和我们没有关系。
The difficulty we might not relate to today.
但是我们可以从当中得到一些帮助，
But we can gain some help from it.
吸取一些教训，
And I learn some lessons.
我们看第一个，
The first problem difficulties they face,
这些难处第一方面所来到的是外在的环境。
It is foreign aggression.
在当时我们看，如果看以斯拉记的时候，我们可以看见，
From the book of Israel we can see,
在以斯拉记第四章一到三节里面，
Verse 1 to 3, chapter 4 verse 1 to 3,
这些敌人他们假意的合作，
They pretend to cooperate.
在以斯拉记第三第一节说，犹大和便雅米的敌人，
He said, when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin.
所以一开始就让我们知道这些人不是朋友。
So from the very beginning, we see they are not a friend.
这些人是犹大和便雅悯的敌人。
They are the enemies of Judah and Benjamin.
这些人是不认识神的。
They don't know about God.
这些人反对神的。
They oppose God.
但是他们却伪装了，用一个甜言蜜语想来迷惑人。
They sweet talk and try to pretend to cooperate.
他说：“听说被掳归回的人为耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇。”
They heard that the exiles were building a temple for the Lord.
就去见所罗巴伯和以色列的族长，对他们说。
And they came to Zerubbabel and to the heads of the families and said,
请允许我们与你们一同建造，因为我们寻求你们的神与你们一样。
He said, let us help you build, because like you, we seek your God.
这些人反对神的。
These people oppose God.
这些人不信神的。
They don't even believe.
今天却带他们说，我们寻求的神和你们的神是一样的。
He said, we are seeking your God.
他们为什么要这么做
？Why would they do this？
他们一方面想加入到这个工作当中，找机会来破坏。
Because they want to enter into this project and find opportunity to destroy。
如果破坏不成
，If they cannot succeed in destroying，
这件工作完成了
，And the work had been completed。
那他们在建造，在这个整个过程当中，他们也出了一份力。
And at least they had put in their efforts in the project.
因此在将来的侍奉当中，他们也可以有发言权。
Then they would able have representation.
他们就把外邦的一些风俗习惯、外邦敬拜偶像的这些东西，慢慢慢慢的带到神的殿中来。
And they can able to put in some of the foreign worship, way of worship into the temple of God.
我想所罗巴伯和耶稣啊，清清楚楚的看见这一点。
And Zerubbabel and Joshua, they clearly see this.
因为我们一再在这两卷书当中一再看见的就是说，神的恩手在帮助他们。
Because from these two books, we can see that the gracious hand of God had been with them.
神给他们一个属天的智慧。
God gave them divine wisdom.
因此，当他们看见这些敌人竟然假装的成为朋友，想来帮助他们的时候
，So as they saw that the enemies, they pretend to cooperate and help them.
他们就断然的拒绝了。
And they would just refuse it.
他说：“我们建造神的殿，与你们无关。”
He said, "You have no part with us in building a temple to the God, to our God."
所以很清楚的就是断绝了这个引诱。
They refused this temptation.
我想这样的事在今天的教会当中会不会发生？
We look at that. Would that happen in our church today?
我想这是今天的教会。
We're talking about the church of today.
我没有用是我们的教会。
We're talking about churches nowadays.
因为后面会有提到很多今天的教会，今天是今天教会的情况。
We're talking about churches nowadays.
我们教会也许没有这样的情况。
Maybe we do not have this problem.
我们教会也许有一些情况。
Or maybe we would have.
但是不论有或者没有，让我们就是按照中国人所说的那句话。
Whether we have it or not.
有则改则，无则加勉。
So if we don't, we have problems, we should correct it. If not, it'll be okay.
让我们从这些以色列人当中所面对的这些难处、外患、内忧的时候，我们能够吸取到一些帮助。
So able to learn some lesson from the problem they face, either foreign aggression or internal problems.
当他们假意合作这桩事情不成的时候
，as they fail in this pretension to cooperate,
他们又继续用了第二桩计。
And they can move on to the second way.
他们要阻拦，他们要诬告。
They want to obstruct. They want to accuse them.
我们可以这样看见圣经说，当犹大人建造的时候，使他们手软，扰乱他们。
They try to confuse them so that their hands are weak.
为什么使他们手软
？Why they want them the hands to be weak?
就要挫败他们的锐气。
Because want to frustrate their will.
我想很多的时候，当教会提出一张事工的时候
，So as a church want to mention some ministry.
一开始大家一定都很热心
，In the very beginning, people are very zealous.
但是当这张事工碰到一些难处的时候
，As we encounter some difficulties,
有些的人就会灰心
，People will be discouraged.
有些人就会退缩
，Somebody will even retreat.
而撒旦魔鬼就是利用人的这一点点弱点。
So Satan will use these weaknesses of men
来夸大这些难处
and they will exaggerate these problems
来造谣来生事
and try to have some rumors and stir up some problems
他以便达到他们阻拦的目的
they want to get to their points or purpose of obstructing God's work
他们怎么做呢
what did they do
他们用钱来收买这些谋士
they use money to tempt the people
想败坏他们的谋算
they bribe the officials.
他们找这些谋士，找这些所谓的假先知来说一些话，来阻拦他们。
They would bribe those false prophets to stop their work.
当这些事情还不成的时候
，if they unsuccessful with this,
他们就想了更后的一步，就是在诬告他们。
And then they will accuse them wrongly.
圣经告诉我们，亚哈随鲁王登基的时候，他们上本来控告犹大和耶路撒冷的居民。
It's at the beginning of the reign of Xerxes, they lodge an accusation against the people of Judah and Jerusalem.
如果我们继续看圣经看下去的话
，we continue to read on.
他们在王的面前说了很多很多不利的话。
Before the king, they said many bad words about them.
说他们今天照常的目的是他们想要独立。
Oh, they doing this work because they want to gain independence.
他们想停止对王有进贡。
They don't want to offer you their goods again.
而这王呢，就是在不知情的情况下。
So the king didn't know anything.
我们看这圣经记载，于是在耶路撒冷圣殿的工程就停止了。直停到波斯王大力乌王的第二年。
And it says, thus the work on the house of God in Jerusalem came to a standstill until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
这个诬告起了作用。
So the accusation was effective.
他们工作就停顿下来。
So the work has come to a standstill.
一停就停了十五年。
It's a standstill for 15 years.
我们还可以看到他们还在从不同的方向还在继续破坏。
From all kind of directions, they try to destroy.
他们恼怒，他们破坏。
They stir up and then they try to destroy.
在尼希米记第二章第十节里面告诉我们。
In Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 10.
他说何伦人山巴拉并为奴的亚门人多比亚听见有人来为以色列人求好处就甚恼怒。
So it's that when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard about it, they are very much disturbed.
这些人为什么恼怒呢？
Why are they so disturbed?
我们想我们首先知道这些人是谁。
We must know who they are first.
Yeah, 这个申巴拉他是撒玛利亚省的省长。
And Sanballat is the mayor of the city of Samaria.
而后面所说为奴的亚门人多比亚，实际上多比亚是亚门人的首领。
So Tobiah is the leader of the Ammonite.
他是外约旦省的一个省长。
He is a mayor of a province.
他们就和什么？就和犹太人的一些贵族、一些贵宦连接起来，来反对以斯拉和尼希米。
They united with some of the officials, royalties of Israelites, and they go against Israel and Nehemiah.
他们反对的理由第一点。
The first reason of the opposition is.
他们是嫉妒。
Because of the jealousy.
因为看见王就是说允许他们回去造圣殿，而且帮助他们，给他们财务上的帮助，给他们各方面的帮助。
Because they're very jealous, the king would allow them to go back to build and also give them all kinds of help.
他想，我们也是不同的省的省长。
We are leaders of different provinces.
为什么这些好处不给我们呢
？How come they do not give us this good thing?
为什么单单把这些好处给了这些犹太人
？Why would the king give something good to the Israelites?
另外也这些东西也和他们私人的利益有关系。
And also it hurt their own personal gain.
所以当他们看见有人来为以色列人求好处的时候，就甚愤怒。
So they are very angry that somebody come and promote the welfare of the Israelites.
他们就想各种办法来破坏。
They use all kinds of methods to try to destroy.
我们可以看见他们就用开会啊引，然后来恐吓。
They try to meet with them and try to threaten them.
在这里是在尼希米记当中。
In the book of Nehemiah.
他说，请你来，我们在欧那的平原来看。这个村庄里面呢，我们来相会。
And they asked them, "Come, let us meet together in one of the villages on the plain of Ono."
这是尼希米正在建造神的工作。
At that time, Nehemiah was very busy in building the Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷。
They were in Jerusalem.
但是他们在耶路撒冷，他们对尼希米没有办法下手。
Because in Jerusalem, they cannot do anything with Nehemiah.
因此他们呢，就希望把尼希米引出来，引到阿那的一个平原，在那里找机会来杀害他。
So they want to take Jeremiah away from Jerusalem, go to the village of Ono and try to find an opportunity to kill him.
说神给尼希米的一个智慧，让他清楚的看见。
But yet God gave Nehemiah wisdom that he clearly can see through it.
他们是要想害他。
That they want to hurt him.
因此他就一次、两次、三次、四次，他都拒绝了。
And once, twice, many times, repeatedly, he rejected their offer.
他说：“我现在在办理大功，不能够下去。” 岂能停工下去见你们呢？
He says, I'm carrying a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you?
所以他有从神那里的聪明智慧。
So he has wisdom from God.
他知道他们的阴谋。
They know their scheme.
因此他也断然的拒绝了。
So he just flat out refused them.
让我们可以看见环境在当时以色列人重建的过程中是非常恶劣的。
So we knew that the situation at that time in the rebuilding is a lot of difficulties.
那在今天在这个动乱的世界当中
So in this very, in this world that we are facing,
教会是不是也处在一些社会上很大的难处当中
Do we also face difficulties as this in the society?
特别是在那些没有宗教自由的国家当中
Especially in countries that have no freedom in religion.
要传福音要做很多圣工更是不容易。
To spread the gospel and involve in many spiritual ministries is very difficult.
但是这些外在的这些难处
But all these foreign aggressions
如果和教会里面的这些内忧相比
But to compare with the internal problems in the temple
那教会内部的忧虑内忧是更大
And that internal problem is greater than the foreign aggression.
因为撒旦魔鬼就希望在内部来制造一些混乱。
Because Satan wants to stir up some confusion from within.
我想有些外国人就对中国这么说。
You know how the foreigners said about China.
要让这个长城自己倒掉。
They want the Great Wall to collapse by itself.
长城怎么会自己倒
？How would the Great Wall fall down？
是因为有内部有反抗有对抗。
Because there are oppositions within the country itself.
那我们今天来看当。使得以色列人他们有哪些的内忧
？So we talk about what kind of internal problems they were facing at that time.
第一个也是很大的一个麻烦。
Number one is really great problem.
就是杂婚。
Is interracial marriage.
这在以斯拉记九章第二节里面。
It is in Israel chapter 9 verse 2.
因为他们为自己的儿子娶了这些外邦的女子为妻。
They have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their son.
以致圣洁的种类和这些国民混杂。
And mingle the holy race with the people. There.
而且首领和官长在这世上成为罪魁。
And the leaders and the officials had led the way in this unfaithfulness.
我想早在摩西的时候。
As early as the time of Moses.
神就清清楚楚地交代过。
And God had clearly instructed them.
要他们不论到什么地方去，都不可和外邦的人通婚。
That no matter where they are, they cannot have interracial marriages with the Gentiles.
为什么不能和外邦人通婚呢
？Why not？
这就要造成这个神选民血统的混杂。
Because it will mix with the royal blood of God's people.
和外邦人通婚，就往往把外邦人的风俗习惯引进来，把外邦的那些偶像引进来。
As these interracial marriages, all these idols and the way of worshipping idol will come into their practices.
然后让这些神的选民去敬拜那些外邦的偶像。
And then the chosen people of God, they will turn to worship the idols.
在以色列当时的情况，我们清楚的可以看见。
So very clear at that time is Israel.
在以色列中，不但一般的平民和外族人通婚。
Not only the interracial marriages for the common people at that time.
而且首领和官长在这个世上是罪魁。
And also the leaders and the officials, they are the leader at the, of this kind of marriages.
这和外邦和社会联系在一起。
Is that they are united with the Gentiles.
今天在我们现在的光景当中。
Well, look at what happened today.
教会是不是也经常的会和社会上很多的东西联系起来
Does the church also united with many things of today's society?
把社会上很多的做法带到教会当中来
We use many such ways of doing things in the society and brought it into the church.
好像少数要服从多数
Or the minorities have to obey the majority.
一切都要讲民主
Everything has to be a democracy.
而且很多在社会上都不能够完全允许的事情，在教会当中都发生了。
Even some of the things that the society would not do, it happened in the church.
像我们现在的美国的教会
，just like in churches in America.
他们不仅承认同性恋
，not only they they accept the homosexuals.
而且他们接受同性恋的牧师来做他们的牧师。
They accept the pastor who are gays to be their pastor.
这是在社会上都在争论的事情。
This is something very argumentative in the society.
一个神圣洁的教会怎么能够接受这样的事情？
How can a very divine church accept this?
圣经清清楚楚地告诉我们。
The Bible clearly tells us.
人非圣洁，不能见神的面。
If we have no holiness, we cannot see the face of God.
如果一个教会落到这样的光景，
If the church become this way,
我们的神如何能够居住在我们当中？
How would God be dwell among us?
如果我们的神不在我们当中，
If God is not among us,
如果耶稣基督不在我们当中，
If Jesus is not among us,
我们没有头了，
We have no head,
我们的身体如何来运作？
How would the body able to function?
所以让我们可以看见第一个所提出来的杂婚是很重要的一个原则。
So firstThis interracial marriage is a very important problem they have.
在当时是不允许和外邦人通婚。
Because it is not allowed that they will have marriage with the Gentiles.
那在今天来说呢，我们不能够把社会上的一些东西引到教会来。
So today we cannot bring in the things in the society into the church.
这是第一点。
This is number one.
第二点呢，就是疲乏了，倦乏了。
Number two is weariness.
圣经告诉我们，犹大人说，灰土尚多，苔当台的人力气已经衰败，所以我们不能建成城墙。
So people in Judah said, the strength of the laborers is giving out, and there's so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the walls.
我想困倦，这是在今天教会很普遍的一个现象。
So weariness is very common in the church.
一般的弟兄姐妹也觉得教会的聚会会太多了。
Or some people say there's too much meeting in the church.
他们说我们需要和家人团聚。
We need to meet with our family.
我们需要有休闲，有度假。
We need rest and relaxation and vacation.
因此，教会这些所有的聚会当中呢，我们只能参加某些的聚会。
So therefore, in the church, we can only participate in certain meetings.
教会的同工呢，更有疲乏的感觉。
And even the co-workers in the church have this weariness too.
他们侍奉的精疲力尽。
And they serve and serve, they become very tired.
一份工作你一旦上手。
Once you take up a ministry,
你一做就是几年是几年。
And as you continue to serve, it's more than 10 years.
很少有人来帮助，很少人来接受。
Many times, nobody will help, nobody will continue your work.
当你做得很累的时候，你说，哎呀，我不想做了。
As you are very tired and weary, you say, I don't want to do it anymore.
但是有一些人就说，啊，你做得很好啊，你做事，我们放心。
And people will say, oh, you did it very well. As you do this thing, we can just relax.
结果想吃又吃不掉，又一年一年的做下去。
So we cannot really forsake this. We continue to do it year by year.
让这些同工做得越来越疲乏。
And the co-workers become more and more weary.
为什么会这样？
How come it's like this?
因为很多的时候我们做是凭我们人的能力在做。
Because many times we use our own men's resources to do all these things.
因为我们的侍奉应当是喜乐的侍奉。
Because a ministry should be a joyful thing.
如果我们的侍奉是靠着神加给我们的力量。
If we use the power that God gives us to serve.
我们的侍奉会越来越有力。
Our ministry becomes more and more powerful.
我们的侍奉会越来越喜乐。
And we will have a lot more and more joy.
所以这是当时第二个，就是人利用疲乏来阻挡他们。
So secondly, it's a weariness they cannot continue their work.
第三个，他们是利用一些惧怕的心态。
Third is they use fear.
这里在尼希米记四章十一节里面告诉我们。
In Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 11 it says,
我们的敌人且说，趁他们不知不见的进。我们进入他们中间，杀他们是工作止住。
It's also our enemy said, before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them and we'll kill them and put an end to the work.
这是一个谣言。
This is just a rumor.
这是像敌人想趁虚而入。
It's because they want to go in through the crack.
但是为什么有人就相信这样的谣言呢？
But how come some people will believe this rumor?
因为他们失去了信心。
Because they had lost their faith.
失去了信心。
When they lost their faith,
你就会动摇。
You'll be shaken.
你就会惧怕。
Then you have fear.
所以保罗曾经对提摩太说，
Paul has said to Timothy,
他说神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
Paul said that God had given us not a spirit of timidity.
乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
It's power, it's self-discipline.
当我们侍奉当中，我们一定会遭到一些人的反对。
As we minister unto the Lord, there will be people oppose us.
我们也一定会受到一些委屈，受到一些冤枉。
And sometimes we will suffer wrong, being wrongly accused.
但是我们要记住神告诉我们的。
But yet the Lord will tell us,
神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
God has given us not a spirit of timidity.
让我们在耶稣基督里。
As we are in Christ,
我们一起同工。
We will work together.
我们相互代祷，我们相互鼓励。
We pray for each other, encourage each other.
让我们的侍奉能够侍奉的越来越有力。
That our ministry become more and more strength.
让我们的侍奉的越来越喜乐。
That we have more and more joy as we serve.
第四个，让我们可以看见在当时教会的情况。
So in the number four, they talk about the temple at that time.
在尼希米记五章六到十三节当提到了一些情况。
In Nehemiah chapter 5, they talk about something.
一些有钱的人来欺负那些贫穷的人。
People who are rich, they are oppressing the poor.
在今天的教会当中。
In the church today.
会不会有这样的情况？
Can we see this happen?
曾经有一个教会。
There was a church.
这是一个很正统、很有爱心的教会。
It is a traditional church and a church full of love.
但是呢，这个教会当中的那些教友呢，逐渐的老了，退休了。
But as the church, people getting older and they retired.
这些教会当中呢，就是说那些年轻的人呢，因为工作的关系，逐渐的离开了。
And young people because of the work and most of them have left.
所以在教会当中呢，的奉献就越来越少了。
So there are less and less offering.
他们财政上就有了一些难处。
There's some problem with the finances.
这时呢，有人就提出来。
So somebody suggests.
我们教会有一些精英。
We have some strong people here.
这些人呢是在 Wall Street 做事的。
They work in Wall Street.
他们能够管理一个很大的公司。
They can manage a big company.
他们有智慧、有才干、有能力。
They have wisdom. They have talent. And
我们把他们引到教会来管理。
Why don't we invite them to come and manage the church?
当这些人进入教会的时候
，As they enter the church,
他们就把教世界上的东西带到教会来。
They brought all the things of the world to the church.
他们看不起那些老退休的老弟兄，看不起那些退休的同工。
They look down on people who retired, even co-workers, the elderly.
他们也看不起那些寡妇的几个银子的奉献。
And they look down on the few coins that's offered to God by the widows.
他们把教会成为什么？成为一个社会的团体。
They change the church into like a club or society in the world.
任何人要来租，我都租给你。
Anybody want to come and rent the place, I will rent it to you.
只要你付租金。
As long as you pay for the rent.
你做什么我不管。
I don't care what you do.
这就像耶稣基督当初进入圣殿的时候。
It's just when Jesus entered in the temple.
他赶出做买卖的，推倒退换银子的桌子。
He drove out all the people who are doing buying and selling. He kicked down all the tables of people
主耶稣说,
who are doing the coin exchange.
主耶稣说我的殿实际上成为万国祷告的殿。
It's my temple should be a place for the prayer for all the nations.
你们倒被他变成贼窝了。
But you guys change it to a den of robbers.
所以当一个教会碰到财务上的难处的时候
As the church faced difficulty in their finances.
当一个教会有贫富之分的时候
As the churchhad a division among the poor and the rich.
往往就欺负那些弱小的那些贫穷的。
And then we can see oppression of the poor.
在下面一个我们可以看见是徇私。
And next we see they practice favoritism.
这段经文是在尼希米记十三章第七节里面。
And in the book of Nehemiah chapter 13 verse 7.
他说我来到耶路撒冷就知道以利亚麦为多比亚在神殿的院内预备房子的那件恶事。
And that they said that Nehemiah came back to Jerusalem. Here I learned about the evil thing Eliashib had done in providing to buy a room in the courts of the house of God.
以利亚是当时的大祭司。
At that time, Eliashib is the high priest.
而多比亚在前面我们都知道他是破坏建殿建城的最最最有力的那一位。
And Tobiah is the leader of destroying the work of the building of Jerusalem.
但是多比亚却利用和大祭司以利亚的亲戚的关系。
But because of Eliashib tried to use the relationship with him.
然后住进了圣殿当中，这堆放献物和器具的房子。
And Tobiah took a room and used the room for his own things.
这在当时是绝对是违法。是违反律法的犯罪的行为。
So this is very clearly is an evil thing and against at that time the law of the Levites.
而大祭司却徇私让多比亚住进了这样的房子。
Eliashib practiced favoritism and let Tobiah stay in the house of God.
在今天的教会当中有没有这样的情况？
Do you have this kind of problem nowadays in the church?
在教会当中居高层的人，
people who are on a higher level in the church,
他用自己的权力安排了他的一些亲属到教会当中做一些有工资的那些侍奉。
People in high leaders, they might hire their relatives to have jobs in the church.
而这些人拿了钱却不做什么事情。
And then they took the salary from the church.
或者是利用教会的金钱来满足一些私人的需要。
They use the money of the church to satisfy their own need.
这在今天的教会当中，特别一些大的、比较有钱的教会当中，经常有这样的事情会发生。
We see this very common for some very big churches.
最后一章让我们可以看见是反对安息日。
Lastly, we see this revolt against the Sabbath.
这段圣经是在应该在尼希米记十三章十六节没有打出来。
In Nehemiah chapter 13,
他那里说又有推落人住在耶路撒冷，把他们把鱼和各样的货物运进来，在安息日卖给犹太人。
It says that men from Tyre who live in Jerusalem were bringing in fish.And all kinds of merchandise and selling them in Jerusalem on the Sabbath to the people of Judah.
我们知道这是在旧约的背景。
This is the background of the Old Testament.
在旧约当中，神清楚的规定，在安息日不能够做买卖。
God clearly told them on Sabbath they cannot have any buying and selling.
但是在当时却有人公然的违反了安息日的规矩。
But at that time, people clearly.Openly, publicly revolt against the law of Sabbath.
在今天虽然我们不再需要遵守安息日。
Also, although today we don't have to abide in the Sabbath law.
因为我们的主就是安息日的主。
Because our Lord is the Lord of Sabbath.
我们的主住在我们里面，我们天天就有安息，我们天天就有平安。
As the Lord dwells within us, every day we have rest, we have peace.
但是我们不要忘记，当主离世之前，仍旧对我们有一些诫命，有一些要求。
As the Lord departed from the world, He had gave us some suggestion and also some requirement.
他第一个告诉我们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，也要爱人如己。
It says we must love the Lord with all our hearts and our soul, our mind, and also secondly, we have to love others as ourselves.
然后他又清楚地告诉我们，信望爱其中最大的就是爱。
And it's also there's love, faith, and hope. The greatest of this is love.
所以让我们看见主耶稣当他离开的时候。
So as Jesus departed from the world,
他清清楚楚知道今后教会所要面对的很多的难处。
He clearly knows that the church will face many difficulties.
这些很多的难处都是因为己，因为我在当中作怪。
All these difficulties because of our self-life.
如果我们能够照着耶稣基督对我们的要求。
If we do whatever God's, Jesus' requirement of us.
我们能够尽心、尽性、尽意爱主。
If we would love the Lord with all our strength and our soul and our will, our mind,
也能够爱人如己
and love others as ourselves,
那像教会很多的难处都不存在了
then the many problems in the church will not exist.
不仅内在的难处我们不存在了
not only this internal problems will not exist.
而且外在的很多的环境，撒旦魔鬼利用的很多的环境来迷惑我们的很多的事情。
And even those that we are being deceived from the outward things.
这些的外在的环境如何能够得胜？
How can we overcome all the foreign aggressions that are against us?
因为也是我在其中作怪。
Or it's because of the self-life that is within us.
让我们可以看见最早的夏娃的犯罪。
Let's look at the sin that Eve had committed.
夏娃就是接受了撒旦魔鬼的挑战。
Because Eve had taken the challenge of Satan to her.
接受了他的引诱。
She accepted the temptation.
你吃了这个，你就能和神一样有智慧。
If you take this, then you were just as wise as God.
这是我在其中作怪。
It is the self-life within us.
在当初建造巴别塔的时候
，It was there building the Tower of Babel.
这些人为什么要建塔建到高，能够直通到天呢
？Why did they want to build the Tower of Babel and go reach the heaven?
他们要我能够和神能够平等。
Because they want us, the self, to be equal with God.
所以让我们可以看见今天最大的难处。
So the greatest problem we have.
就是我在其中作怪。
It is us, the self-life is causing a lot of problems.
最大的难处。
The greatest problem.
就是爱渐渐的离去了。
It is love become less and less.
我想在这里和大家有一个小小的分享。
I have to share with you.
前一段时间我和我姐妹我们去看了一场电影。
a while ago, Nancy and I went to see a movie.
这是在今年 Oscar 当中一个很热门的一个电影。
It is one of the important, famous movie.
我不知道在座的人有没有人看过《悲惨世界》。
Miss Around.
OK. 当我们两人看完这个电影，我们回来的时候，我们讨论这个电影，我们觉得很被这个电影所 touch 到。
And afterwards, we were discussing it. We were really touched by it.
在这个电影当中，很简单说到，就是说有一个强盗，有一个一直偷窃犯罪的人。
In this movie, you talk about a thief who is stealing and robbing.
他在牢里被关了很久很久。
He was in prison for a long time.
那个管这个监牢的警官就一直和他作对。
And the prison warden had been opposing him.
当有一天他们从海从这个水里上来的时候。
And one time when he's come out from the water,
那个警官就再次的鞭打他，侮辱他。
And the prison warden again beat him up.
而且叫他抬一个很重的一个桅杆，要叫他从水里把他拖上来。
And also want him to carry something really heavy and come out from the water.
不许任何人去帮助他。
And he would not allow anybody to help him.
当这个主人公把最后把这个桅杆拖到岸上以后。
As this thief was trying to pull this heavy load on shore,
这个警官把一张纸头给了他。
And this prison warden gave him a piece of paper.
因为这是从上面来的一个释放的命令。
It is an instruction of releasing him.
因为实实在在这个主角被关的时间已经够长够多的了。
Because the main actor had been in prison for a long, long time.
当这个主角被放出来以后，
after he was released,
他就在社会上流离失所。
He was just wandering in the society.
因为他在牢里的时间太长，他就在世上已经没有亲人，没有朋友了。
Because he'd been in prison for so long, he lost all his friends and relatives.
有一天，也就像我们这种一个刮风下雪的天气。
And one day, it's just like today, it was windy and was snowing.
他缩在一个教会的门口。
He was hiding himself at the door of a church.
啊，那天晚上当这个神父回来的时候。
So when the priest came back,
看见了他。
He saw him.
就把他引进到church 里面去，教会里面去。
He invited him inside the church.
到教堂里去。OK， 然后呢，就给他了一套衣服，叫他去洗澡。
And asked him to take a shower and give him some clothing.
洗完澡以后呢，就让他坐在和他主人一起坐在桌上。
So he asked him to participate on the table.
吃他多少年从来没有吃过的美物。
And partake in a wonderful meal they haven't enjoyed for years.
然后呢，晚上呢，又引他到一间房间里面，就铺了很干净的白的床单，一个床，让他去睡觉。
At night time, he invite him to a bedroom with a white sheet and ask him to go to sleep.
他从来没有碰到过这样的事情。
He never encountered things like this.
他在想，为什么会有这样的事情发生
？And he was wondering why would that happen to me.
但是他的贼性还是没有改变。
But yet his inner nature of thief had not changed.
可能这样的房子，这样的床太舒服了。
This bed is so wonderful and so comfortable.
他睡不惯。
He's not used to it.
可能这个房子里面暖气太足了，他受不了。
He cannot stand the light, nice warmness of the room.
一直很早的时候他就醒了。
So he woke up very early.
醒了以后呢，他就看见教会当中有很多很多的银器。
And he saw many silverwares in the church.
他就偷了这些银器，放进一个袋子里面了，就悄悄地从门开了门就走了。
He stole some of the silver vessels and just left the church.
当早晨的时候
，When early morning come，
忽然之间就有人来敲这个教会这个 church 的门。
And somebody knocked the door of the church.
这个神父把门打开
，And the priest opened the door.
一看见就是那个警官。
He saw a policeman.
一直和这个主角作对的警官。
It is that prison warden that been opposing the thief.
把这个主角五花大绑的拖到这个教堂里面来。
And he brought in this thief that's arrested and being bound.
然后把他袋子里面这些的银器都摊在地上。
He pour out all the silverware that he has stolen before the priest.
说我们捉到了这个贼。
We have arrested this thief.
虽然我们放他贼性未改，他又在偷东西。
Although we have arrested him, put him in prison, but yet he did not change his nature.
那个神父看见了，他怎么说
？What did the priest when he saw? What did he say?
他对着主人公说
He said to this prison warden.
哎呀，你忘记了，我昨天还应许有两个最大的这个银的这个灯台是要给你的。
oh, I forgot, I have to do two candlesticks, the silver candlestick, I forgot to give you, and as I promised you.
你怎么忘记带走了呢?
How come you forgot to bring it?
他就把这两个很大的灯台，把这所有的银具，又再次搁在这个主人公这个这个包里面。
So he took all these silverware and just silver vessels and put it in the bag.
这个警官看着，既然是这个叫 Church 送给他的。
So when the prison warden saw that it is these are being given as gift to him,
他也没有什么办法说了，他只好走开了。
There's nothing he can do. He just left.
那天晚上，这个神父又留这个主人公在教堂当中过夜。
So that night, the priest again let this thief stay.
这天晚上，这个主人公再次不能睡觉。
Again, he couldn't sleep.
他就走到了这个神像的面前。
He went before the idols.
他跪在那里。
He just knelt down there.
他说了那句话。
He said.
而且这句话整个影片当中成为一个最主要的一句话。
He said something is the main theme of this whole movie.
我是谁？
Who am I?
我是谁？
Who am I?
为什么这个神父爱他？
Why would the priest love him?
为什么这个神父这样的宽恕他？
Why would he forgive me?
为什么神不定他的罪？
How come God would not condemn him?
我是谁？
Who am I?
当他逐渐从这个当中领悟过来的时候，
As he trying to come to his understanding,
他真正的明白了一点，
He truly understand this.
是神的爱。
It is God's love.
是神的爱让这个神父可以爱他。
It is God's love that this priest will love him.
是神的爱让这个神父能够宽容他这些罪。
So it is the love of God that let this priest forgive him.
我是谁？
Who am I?
所以当他的一生，当他以后的生命当中，
In his life ahead,
他一直问是这样的话，一直在他脑子里面，我是谁？
In his mind, always with this question, who am I? Who am I?
经过了一段时间以后，
After a long while,
他成为一个很成功的商人。
He became a very successful businessman.
在他的工厂里面，在他的里面，他很恩待那些来工作的人员。
In his factory, he truly was very gracious to the workers.
他帮助那些弱小的人。
He helped those who are weak.
他帮助妓女。
He helped the prostitute.
他帮助那些被扔到街上的那些孤儿。
He helped the orphans there being forsaken on the street.
他帮助那些体弱的老人去帮助他们。
He helped those who are elderly, the frail elderly.
所以他在不仅他在钱财上越来越有钱。
Not only he became richer and richer.
而且他在当地成为一个受人尊敬的人。
He became someone who is being respected.
但是这个警官一直还想找他的麻烦。
But yet that prison warden still continued to look for ways to accuse him.
这个警官不认为一个人会这样的改变。
Because he would not believe a person would change like this.
接下来是法国的大革命。
And then it came the French Revolution.
这个主人公进入了这个革命的队伍当中。
And this main character entered into the revolution.
而在一次征战当中，这个警官被这些革命党抓住了。
And then in a battle, he was being arrested.
他们审问这个警官。
This prison warden being arrested and they have a court.
然后他们要枪决这个警官。
They want to kill this, want to execute the prison warden.
这个主人翁就和他说：“那我来把他，我来去执行这个任务。”
And then the main character said, "I am going to do the execution."
他就把这个一直和他作对、一直要置他于死地的警官带到了后院。
So he took this prison warden to the backyard.
他举起了枪。
He lifted up his gun.
那个警官想：“我今天一定是没命了。”
And the prisoner said, "Today I'm going to die."
因为我和他之间是势不两立的。
Because I've been having so much trouble with him.
他听见了一声枪。
He heard the sound of a gun.
这个枪是朝天开的。
But yet it was shot to the sky.
然后这个主人公就把这个警官的绳子解了，就说：“你走吧。”
So he unravel the rope and then said, "Go, just go."
这个警官走出去了以后，他站在城墙上。
So as he left, he stand on the city wall.
他一直不能够明白这个主人公为什么这样的对待他。
He did not understand why this main character would treat him like that.
最后在内外焦急的情况下，这个警官跳城自杀了。
He was so disturbed, he just jumped off the city wall and died.
而我们这位主人公
But yet this main character,
在他以后的一生当中,
in his whole life,
当他到最后临终的时候,
even until his deathbed,
他看见有那么多的人在他面前为他唱歌, 为他祷告。
He saw so many people on his deathbed praying and singing.
他一点没有想到这些人是他曾经帮助过的。
He would not imagine these people are those who he had helped.
他一直没有想到是因为他的爱感动了这些人。
He would not imagine it is his love that had touched upon these people.
他在临终的时候，他仍旧说了这句话。
Before he died, he said this.
我是谁
？Who am I？
为什么神如此这样的爱我
？How would God love me？
为什么周围的这些人这么的爱我
？How come all the people around me love me？
我是谁
？Who am I？
这是整个电影当中贯穿的从头到底的一句话。
So this is the main theme from the beginning of the movie to the end of the movie.
我是谁
？Who am I？
我想我们一起来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn.
诗歌第220首。
220。
我们只唱第一节。
Only sing verse one.
我们只唱第一节。
We only sing verse one.
一切我所有无非是接受，全是恩手持在我心之后，所以不知法也不知真，我是一个罪人蒙主恩，我是个罪人蒙主恩，我是个罪人蒙主恩，这是我身份，荣耀归给神。我是个罪人，蒙主恩。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们在天上的父。
O Lord, who's in heaven.
我们实在谢谢你的恩典。
We truly thank you.
但愿这句话永远留在我们每个人的心中。
May this always in our mind.
我是谁
？Who am I?
我们不过是一个蒙恩的罪人。
We are just a sinner saved by grace.
我们今天所得的一切是神的恩典。
All we have today is because of your grace.
主啊，当我们来到主面前的时候，
As we come before you, Lord,
让我真是俯伏在神的面前。
May we prostrate before you.
说主，我谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
当我们独自相处的时候，
As we are by ourselves,
也让我们清清楚楚地问我们自己。
We ask ourselves,
如果今天教会每一个人都像我这样，
If everybody in church is like me,
我们的教会会变得更好。
It will become better.
还是我们的教会会变得更坏。
Or it will become worse.
在人的面前，我们往往不能够说很多的事情。
Many times we cannot say a lot of things before men.
但是我们到神的面前的时候，我们可以敞怀，把我们所有的事和神来交代。
But when we come before you, Lord, we can say everything we want to.
我是谁
？Who am I, Lord?
神，你为什么这样的恩待我
？Why will you be so gracious to us, Lord?
让我们真实回到神的面前。
May we come before you.
我们在基督里，我们同心合一的祷告。
In Christ we pray in unison.
愿神祝福我们的教会。
May the Lord bless our church.
愿神祝福我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord bless everyone here.
我们谢谢神的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.